fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 9th day of December. The prepper tip of the day is to work on your physical conditioning, work on your aerobic strength and your anaerobic strength and your flexibility. All 3 are very necessary. We do a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Busy guy. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. And we've got 4 websites we give out. That's not all the ones he has, believe it or not, but 4 of them will get you going. Here they are. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, JR. Great to join you again.
Well, sir, you're a busy guy with lots of projects. You've taken on a massive lawsuit, so I can't assume you know what Hal Turner is reporting. We'll begin with a control year. This concerns the health and well-being of commercial airline pilots. We'll make the control year 2019. One commercial airline pilot died in 2019. Hal Turner's reporting that the first 9 months of this year, from the 1st of January till the end of September, 109 commercial airline pilots have died. That's a 1,700% increase, dying from heart attacks and strokes and related things that are causing these relatively young men and women who get a complete physical every 6 months to die. That's pretty scary, isn't it, Doctor?
Oh, it's disgusting. You know, and think about the children, too. Now they're mandating vaccinations for the little ones. And this is beyond an experiment. It's genocide. It's absolutely known that these are experimental. They have never been tried before. And what is being concealed with regard to the hydrogels that are the coating enabling the nanobioelectronics and fundamentally the brain cloud connection. That's, I know for most people, they can't even grasp that. But unfortunately, that's what the science actually speaks to. It was actually yesterday I was watching Fox News, and they were talking about new evidence coming forward. Glenn Beck was interviewed by Tucker Carlson and talking about new evidence that has been recently revealed. Well, it really wasn't recently revealed. maybe by Glenn Beck. He may maybe recently got it, but I saw it, you know, about a year ago, back in 2017, Moderna, which was operated by MIT's leading investigator in this whole field of nano bioelectronics for the military, for DARPA, and the gain of function aspects of the coronavirus was heavily financed by DARPA and Fauci's organization. And the paperwork for that, the science actually for that and the grants were already well established. And so they know it's all experimental. And they haven't tested it on any major populations to any great extent. And then even if they claim to have done that, and that's why the temporary, the emergency authorization for the vaccinations was supposedly granted by FDA, which unfortunately is a captured, it's the regulatory capture of the Food and Drug Administration by the global elite, basically makes that organization as corrupt as anything. But even if we didn't have that, the fact that they authorized what amounted to an experiment, and when there were other options, such as natural medicines, there were vitamins, the antioxidants, there was OxySilver, which was the foundation of my lawsuit against Pfizer and Moderna. But that's really where the action is. It is in the understanding that this is potentially extremely risky because they've never done this before. And then on top of all of the experiment, they're concealing the objective. It's a military objective. The military objective is for transhumanization of civilization, the basic manipulation of the brain, the neurology, and this is all neuroscience. And this is all neuroscience that has been already for the last, let's say, 4 or 5 years discussed in open source publications. There's videos up by different experts in the field and military neuroscience that this is the objective. So from my perspective, the censorship is as damning and condemning as the actual facts. They're not talking about what you're talking about, the deaths of people and how massively. A couple days ago, I got an email from a nurse. We get hundreds of emails daily. Got one from a nurse. She said, Dr. Horowitz, she says, in one day today, I saw 3 patients in critical care who were dying from vaccinations within a week and a half to 2 weeks, she said. They were all 3 today in the OR and in intensive care. So, John, I think that this is part and parcel of what the book of Revelation has laid out. In the end times, we're going to have a massive slaughter. Massive slaughter. And unfortunately, yeah, I guess maybe even fortunately, you know, if you want to take Bill Gates' position on this, that we have too many useless eaters, or Henry Kissinger's position that, you know, I think the most important thing that Kissinger gave us was the understanding that to control populations, you need to control the food supplies and what people take into their bodies. And this is kind of like now mandatory vaccination is one of those things you take into your body. The other way to control the economy is to control energy. And so in the news today, you've got President Biden can basically enabling Russian Putin to have his pipeline to Germany and have control over all the European allies. And this is the end times. This is laying out exactly what was supposed to happen as we gave our faith and trust to the gods of science. We gave our trust over to untrustworthy people instead of staying faithful with the Creator. And, you know, I want to acknowledge you, John, because your venue here is outstanding. And last week you had the most wonderful people calling in, very bright people who not only studied in the physical realm, but in the metaphysical. They're getting downloads, and more increasingly, I'm witnessing people, meeting people who are likewise being edified, uplifted, and understanding on a greater level that we can't trust anything that we had previously thought to be so, because it's all been fed to us by a corrupted culture, the media. The cult of American civilization today has been degenerated intentionally. And all of this mass death, mass killing, as well as gross deprivations of rights, property, and even our own health, our own bodies, is part and parcel of these end times where unfortunately, in my opinion, there's going to be the remnant. There's only a small percentage of the people on the planet that are going to be able to awaken, have eyes to see, ears to hear, and then fundamentally sustain themselves through what we already know is true. Faith and trust the power of Jesus and the Creator to bless us and to keep us safe and keep us from harm. I've met so many people that, like, we've had discussions on this show too, John. You know, you could be in the worst harm's way. You could have terrible, terrible things surrounding you at war or in automobile accidents. And yet somehow, for some of us, more often than not even, for the faithful, you have miraculous protection, an angelic protection. So, you know, when you're talking about these pilots dying and mass, and people dying in mass, who's dying? It's primarily the people that have given their, you know, who ignorantly, naively given over their lives and their faith and their trust and even their souls, when you're talking about nano bioelectronic frequency directed energies coming out of these neuroscience laboratories, such as Moderna's chief, Dr. Robert Langer's lab. He's the contractor. He's making the most money of anybody that's making money right now on Pfizer and Moderna vaccinations. It's the DARPA financed Langer lab and Mr. Langer himself. He needs to be brought to justice. He's a partner with who was already indicted, and I haven't heard. They've concealed it now. The Harvard connection, which heavily is implicated, FBI arrested Charles Lieber. He was partnered with Langer. The two of them were publishing together in this field that we're talking about. The Chinese espionage that Lieber had administered and was arrested for, and supposedly now dying of leukemia. They probably gave him leukemia, and he's probably dying of what they're giving him to shut him up. That's in Boston. That trial was supposed to happen last month. Not a word. I haven't seen one word about the whole damn thing. So, anyway, these are the times that we're living in. And again, your message has been outstanding, John, and your listeners have been contributing tremendously to the edification and the awakening of people to save lives and even souls.
Well, thank you, Doctor. Appreciate that. Let's take our first caller here. We got John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, I work at the VA down here in Florida, and they're allowing the religious exemption. And I did that with paperwork a year ago on the flu shot. They're allowing me to do that. But with the COVID, I did get COVID almost 3 months ago, and I don't have to do any testing until the 90 days, which is after Christmas, which I know I shouldn't even do that. But they're allowing, I don't know how many people are doing the religious exemption on this COVID, but they're allowing it. It may be a big setup, but I don't know. That's all I had to say. And another thing, everybody that supported Biden, they all are going to tell you Kyle Rittenhouse is guilty. This is the mentality of the people that I work around at the VA. Anyway, I don't want to bring that up, but anyway, that's what's going on.
Okay, John, thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Yes, the mentality is insane. Literally, they're insane. People are completely, you know, fooled by media persuasion. And the issue I think that's most important that's been not discussed is this test. What are they testing? First of all, if you look at Carrie Mullis's work, and before he died, he laid out the fact that the tests are completely unreliable. But even if you were not to get into that, and you start to research what I'm talking about, the hydrogels. The graphene oxide, the graphene is a element that is a electrical conductor. It is a powerful superconductor. There's several superconductors operating in and around the vaccines or just in life. Number one is water. So the hydro means water. Hydrogel is this device that they've used to enable the brain cloud connection. The secret injection of nano bioelectronics that permit frequency resonance and signaling, which is the fundamental way in which God created, actually creates the universe. It's all through musical mathematics. We've talked about that in the show. It's frequency dynamics. The Holy Spirit is energy. Energy is electrons. There are frequency resonating electrons. I hold, based on my thesis and theories and research, 528 frequency specifically is the heart of nature. That's a powerful antioxidant. It's been proven so in independent studies. So it's all about energy. If you're Satan and you want to beat God with his people, with his children, you have got to take over the brain and you've got to suppress the soul. And the soul, spirit is energy, energy frequency, electrons resonating and spinning in certain frequencies, such as 528. And now you advance tests. You advance hydrogels. And I suspect strongly that these tests are as untrustworthy as the vaccinations. Why? Because if they're secreting what their technology is in the vaccinations, and they're mandating it beyond any reason. There's no scientific confirmation of why it would be that they would have such children, particularly now. It's obvious that they're completely out of control. They have an agenda that is obviously killing people, and it's consistent with, and we'd be foolish to overlook, the depopulation agenda that is the principal objective to secure the global elite. You have to have smaller populations that are more controlled, easier to control, poisoned, intoxicated, neurologically impaired, so that you can then capture them, you can control them, and you can actually cull them, eliminate them as necessary and as optimally productive for the agenda, which is transhumanism. And for those who don't know what that means, research Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, and how he says that COVID is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for the great transformation and the rise. I call it the rise of the Fourth Reich in the new book, The COVID Coup. It's called COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich. It's just coming out before Christmas. And so this is basically where we're at. I don't trust the testing at all, because what happens if the test goes up into your nose, which is close to your brain stem, and basically now you have a hydrogel, nano bioelectronics associated with the hydrogel. Now you've got, again, a perfect way to get into your brain. And anyway, I'm hearing.
Well, that's what they want. They want control of our brains. That's the goal. The ones that live it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And satanically, it's to suppress the soul and spirit. And how do you do that? You do that by electromechanics, the bioacoustics and electromechanics that are ongoing in the body, because water is a liquid crystal superconductor of sound and light. That's why dolphins and whales, the cetacea, dolphins and whales can sing to friends and family, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of miles away. And then think about what it is that gets the species to migrate home. It's that pineal gland, which receives the electronic signaling from birth
of
the universe.
That we all have in the middle of our brain. Looks like an eyeball. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice discount on each piece of equipment, of EMP equipment, at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to these websites. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our next caller is Bill in Missouri. Good morning, Bill. Okay, Bill dropped. Bill, you're welcome to call back in. Doctor, what direction do you want to go next, sir?
Oh, gee whiz, I have no preference, John. Wherever you want to go, brother.
Well, let's look at this this make-believe Omicron thing that is being talked about. I say make-believe because is there any definitive way to tell that it's present as opposed to COVID-19?
Oh, yeah, great question. And it's consistent only with the objective that they have to come out with one mutant after another mutant to enforce their mandatory and recommended vaccination agendas. So, again, it's unreasonable in science. You know, again, think about this for just a second. These people are not stupid people. Fauci's not stupid. This is a flim-flam man who is an expert pathological liar who can lie you straight out. And I know Fauci virtually personally because I grew up in that cult. I grew up having a Harvard degree. I presented at the 11th International Conference on AIDS in Vancouver. The director of Biden's coronavirus task force at this point is Michael Osterholm, who confronted me when I presented my paper, which was basically saying that HIV/AIDS was man-made. Now, I said that in 1996. I made that conclusion with the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and then subsequently presented in this group of highly esteemed scientists where I challenged Dr. Robert Gallo. You can watch it. There's about maybe 8-9 million people now have viewed online in various places online. It's titled The Man That Created AIDS. And it's a segment that shows me confronting Robert Gallo, but the camera is on Gallo the entire time. And you can see when I ask him the question, because I held the contracts. I spent 3 years. I found the contracts under which Gallo's organization with NIH and National Cancer Institute, and NIH is the overseer of Fauci's organization, NIAID. And NIAID was with DARPA, the financiers of the Wuhan experiments, along with the Daszak's group. They first financed Barrick at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and then they subsequently financed, through Peter Daszak's group, the EcoHealth Alliance, they financed the Wuhan labs. So this is the group. This is the key racketeering enterprise that has taken over science and virology and laboratory mutations and manipulations. So I held the contracts, and that has what has been enabling me over all these years, a quarter century now, to be able to discern the whole truth besides the fictions. And I can see the forest of reality through the trees of counterintelligence propaganda because I held the contracts. So Fauci was the principal guy supporting Gallo. The two of them are like bed partners in this evil, evil nest. And Gallo was a complete liar. He was found to have stolen Luc Montagnier's virus, and then he claimed it was his. And then you had one of the health directors say, the director of public, director of the health education and welfare, come out and say, oh, now that Dr. Gallo has discovered the AIDS virus, we're going to have a vaccine within 3 years. Well, guess what? That vaccine didn't happen in 3 years. It's happening right now. That's what all of this comes, this coronavirus, the Omicron, the Delta variants, they're all mutagens and mutants. And it all the technology of the mutations, how the laboratory manipulations have advanced, is directly resulting from the AIDS cancer virus research. And so I have a press release going out. For those who haven't been connected to our newsletter, we have a newsletter that goes out. You can sign up for it on healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com has many of my books, my tapes, health products, etc. And you can sign up for a free newsletter. And that the next newsletter that goes out, I just put one out that dealt with the subject matter that Elizabeth from Pennsylvania brought up last week with Robert Kennedy.
Hold that thought, Doctor. We have a break. We have open lines. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'm doing more private consultations than ever. I really enjoy helping people get the clarity, get the focus, get the information they need to achieve their goals. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have constant new articles being posted, articles and videos both, under our COVID panel updates, COVID-19 updates. You need to check it out at least every other day. Last but not least, Tom Berryhill will be talking to us at the bottom of the third hour and give us updates on the Energy Cleaner. You can check out the details on the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Busy guy, his brain's on fire. Listen to these websites. Here they are. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our next caller is LaDonna in Pennsylvania. Good morning, LaDonna.
Hi, John. Hi, Dr. Horowitz.
Hi.
I'm on my way right now to visit my mother, and she is 90 years old. She has not taken the whiskey shot. Now, I have a sister who has taken it. She's gotten the COVID twice since she's taken it, but she keeps pressuring my mother to take this shot. Now, my mom has always been good about her flu shots every year, and she got a flu shot this year. So my sister says to her, why do you get the flu shot? You're afraid of the flu, but you won't get the COVID shot. You should be afraid of that. My mother's response is, I have a gut feeling. And my mom doesn't know any of the things that I have learned from the most intelligent men on this planet, being you guys. She doesn't know any of that. I wouldn't tell her those things. Simply is relying on the Holy Spirit to direct her. Now, is that the response she gives to my sister? Does she come up with some other? She knows nothing other than what she feels from the Holy Spirit. She continue with that on that vein?
God bless her. Well, she's done well for 90 years, basically, fundamentally. And that's how come we're all alive. We're all alive because of that same Holy Spirit. So that's a wonderful thing. You know, there's a saying, misery loves company. And, you know, you could expand that saying to say misery and stupidity loves company. So Unfortunately, the stupid people are getting vaccinated, and that they want everybody else to. And the pressure, the social pressure, peer pressure is just outrageous. And yet, what is it for? You know, it goes back to the original statement I was making, Elizabeth from Pennsylvania, Kennedy's new book, The Real Dr. Anthony Fauci, that I have just put up on the internet, a 27-minute virtual book review, whereby, and that's on revolutiontelevision.net, revolutiontelevision.net under the recent videos. And so we just put out the newsletter on that. The suppression of the AIDS virus material and the research and developments in the field is what we're witnessing. And going back to John's question about the Omicron variant, you have to realize that all of these are mutagens. That means that they are susceptible to mutating. And that is obviously that way, because when you start with the AIDS virus envelope genes, and that's what the spike protein gain of function is. It's the spike protein is comprised primarily of the AIDS virus genes that enable it to transmit, and increasingly so. That's what the primary research and development that the censorship is all about. And I'm looking at, and I'm appalled by even good guys. And like Elizabeth was saying, well, Robert Kennedy's a good guy. Well, let's take a look. Let's see if he's got any components related to what's called controlled opposition. Let's look at Ron Jordan. Let's look at Rand Paul. These are good guys. They're out there making outrageously claims of fraud by Fauci and National Cancer Institute, et cetera. Wonderful. But you know what? They're all censoring the same damn elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is the fact that your coronavirus mutants, all of them, are being advanced because of the fundamental AIDS cancer virus research, how they discovered way back in the early 80s, they discovered how HIV/AIDS was working through the connection and that spike protein mechanism to inject the mRNA into the cells. and then have what's called reverse transcriptase. Life operating in reverse. God planned it so that DNA would give rise to new proteins. This technology, this biowarfare and bioweapon, calls for life to operate in reverse. Totally satanic. It says, no, we're not going to go with DNA anymore. We're going to corrupt DNA by injecting mRNA, messenger RNA, and that reverses life. That's what this is. And for the massive amount of censorship and evasion of this fundamental reality, that's stupidity. And that's worse than stupidity, because it's actual, it shows in most cases that it's reckless negligence at minimum, and psychopathic criminality more likely. And there is certainly is substantial probable cause to have Fauci, to have Langer, to have Lieber, and have all the people, like including Bill Gates, up before charges of genocide. And so at any rate, I love your grandma, or I love your mom, and I basically say that your sister is stupid.
Well, I figure there's no better answer than, so what I'm going to suggest to her is, I'm just going to tell her, instead of telling people it's the gut feeling, I'm going to tell her that it's a direct message from the Holy Spirit. Tell them that. And you can't dispute that.
Correct? You know, sister, that's exactly what I was saying a couple minutes ago. There's more and more of us who are getting that spirit, and of course we would be, because God and Yeshua Jesus is never going to, say, I'm not going to work with you and I'm not going to protect you. You have your faith and trust in me. You're a holy servant of the Creator, and then suddenly now you realize your boss has the protection capabilities, and the angels of protection surround us. So yes, and we're getting downloads. You know, John says, I've got a brain on fire. I simply have an anointing, and it comes, all the messages, it's the same messages that John's getting, that you're getting. We're all getting the same in different ways. Yes, there's different angels of protection. Yes, there's different, frequencies of vibration, but the good ones are sustaining us and protecting us in the most miraculous ways. Now you begin to explain how, people go to war, and they've experienced, there's stories about, I think, even George Washington getting hit by arrows, and they just go around him, and you go through him. There's all these stories over history. We've experienced this. You're listening to me, I am a guy who shouldn't be here anymore. There's no reasonable explanation for me to have survived, given the physical circumstances that occurred in accidents, in life-threatening events. I shouldn't be here anymore. John's the same way. How many of us have to basically tell the truth about our lives and the spiritual endowment that we've been blessed to receive? How many of us concur, and yet there's so many stupid people who don't get it?
Well, I can tell you one thing, and then I'm going to close with this. The Holy Spirit, when you feel it, it's not a goosebump on the back of your neck. I want to tell you that right now. A lot more than that. And you just said it all. You said it with what did you call it when it comes to you? It just penetrates you. You called it something.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying in musicology, is called frisson, frisson, where you get, in medicine, it's called horripilations, where your hair stands up. All of a sudden, all your hair goes up, and you get the shiver up your spine. In Eastern medicine, it's called the kundalini, where you get this energy surge up your spine, and you get shivers, and you go, wow, that feels so good. The same thing happens when you take structured water and your DNA comes back to life. Structured water is very different from the dead water, such as distilled water or reverse osmosis. That's dead water. But you create a frequency resonance, and you structure water with prayer, and the prayer goes in, that memory, that Holy Spirit power goes into the DNA, into the water. Then you drink that water. you get frisson, you get this horripilations, you get this energy charge, your DNA comes back to life. Now, what is that? It's an antenna to God. That's what your DNA is. The Holy Spirit is received by the DNA. And then it's actually the water inside the DNA that is the structured water that the babies, the infants are full of. That, you know, when they're birthed right away, they're just all their DNA is singing. It's vibrating in this Holy Spirit power of love. And it's sending out the DNA is like an antenna. It sends out that signal to the surrounding cells and tissues are sustained. That's why I say every nano instant we are being recreated by the grace of God and the Holy Spirit power of love. Every nano instant.
This is incredible information. Oh my gosh. I can't believe that everybody isn't listening to this. This is the answer. These are the answers to everything. The makeup of the body, the DNA composition, the frequency levels, the water. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. Thank you so much. I'm heading down 79 South now.
Oh, God bless you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you,
LaDonna.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Good luck on that. Doctor, our next caller is one of your favorite callers, John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, John.
Let's see here. I was going to take it easy and not have a lot to say, and I'll try to refrain. You're talking about water. You know, we're to the point now where we've got to have a strong shower, so we're putting water under pressure, and it's meant to flow. That's why we get pleasure when we go to the ocean or we go to a lake or we hear a brook or a stream, water flowing. That's why it's so great to actually get under a waterfall, because we're using water the way it was meant to be used. But we'll pressurize it in a pipe with 30 or 40, 70 pounds of pressure, force it to do a 90-degree turn through a 1-inch or inch-and-a-half pipe, and wonder why we don't enjoy it. But to get back to what you were talking about with Gates and Fauci and others being brought up on charges, we're basically destroying our genetics. I'd like to get your opinion on two people, and I can't remember the woman's first name. Her last name is Dudna, involved in genetic engineering, and then Dr. George Church at Harvard. I'd like to get your take on those two and what you think they may be involved in. I know that Church is involved with DARPA. He states that very proudly.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yeah, I'd love to talk more about the water, because that is exactly, you know, what LaDonna and her message is involved in also. With regard to the two people, Dudna and Church, I don't have really enough intelligence on them, but I think that if you're accepting money from DARPA, and DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Programs Agency, is literally partnered. This was on the news last night. Francis Collins was filmed, and the segment was shown in this segment that had Glenn Beck on with Tucker Carlson last night, where you had the director of the National Institutes of Health, Francis Collins, say right straight out that the coronavirus and the vaccines, it's co-owned by NIH and the government. Military, DARPA. And so given those facts, if you're accepting money from Satan, what does that make you? Have you sold your soul to the devil? I would put under a lens of suspicion anybody that's accepted financing from DARPA, because it's a military organization. And what are they doing? Biological weaponry. And what is all of this about? Bioterrorism. They're terrorizing us. They create the problem. They create their so-called solutions that are now, in this case, experimental mRNA rehashing of AIDS virus research and developments. And that's where the patents are. You know, Fauci's got numerous patents. They all come out of for vaccinations and vaccine components. They all come out of the early AIDS research. Now, again, this is where they're suppressing the intelligence. And then on top of that, just like we just had with LaDonna. What else are they suppressing? You know, they're suppressing how powerful what you're talking about baptism is. Powerful baptism in water. Water, a liquid crystal superconductor of energy. Of energy, frequency, electrons flowing powerfully from the Holy Spirit power of love just by grace. Creators in administering the entire universe. The entire universe, NASA proved, is full of water. And you wouldn't hear my voice right now if it wasn't for water, because that's the medium that transmits the message. My voice is, and we've talked about this in the last week, brilliant callers called in about music and language being musical mathematics, frequency dynamics.
Everybody hold on. Doctor, hold on. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Doctor, please continue.
Yes, thank you. So, you know, John from Tennessee is calling in and talking about the miraculous capabilities of water, and then asking about, you know, these folks that are investigating on behalf of DARPA, the military intelligence organizations. Yeah, go ahead, John.
Well, to interrupt you a moment, I've actually been following George Church for 5 or 6 years, and he's considered to be the father of genetic engineering. He's actually had quite a few talks, but one that I remember was Hacking Humanity, and another one was Hacking the Human Biome. And this dude and a woman won the Nobel Peace Prize for collaborating in the creation of CRISPR-Cas9 technology. I find it interesting that George Church, last name Church, is basically involved in creating man in his image and fixing people by genetically modifying or tweaking or adding and removing chromosomes. So, you know, it's there. We're just not paying attention. I've said it before. God doesn't do anything, doesn't allow anything to be done, but he doesn't first cause them to have to reveal. We just don't listen. And if we hear it, we're not paying attention, or we say, no, they can't do that. Folks are doing it. There's China has 7 or 8 years ago, maybe more now, removed chromosomes in cattle and caused the cattle in China to produce human breast milk. I don't know if people realize that, but it's true. Sky News actually reported on it probably 10 years ago now. They remove a chromosome. They can remove chromosome from two male mice, take the DNA from both male mice, implant in a female mouse, and the offspring has no DNA of the mother, but both DNA of the male mice. So if they're doing that in mice, what are their plans for mankind? I can tell you what their plans are, and they're going to do it. So anyway, I appreciate it. Thank you both.
Thank you, John.
Okay, John, thank you for your call. Okay, Doctor, we don't have any callers at the moment. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Any update on your lawsuit, Doctor?
Yeah, actually, I'm looking for a lawyer. I need to refile. That's unfortunately, when I went to the hospital, I neglected to respond timely, and the judge, who was fair, who realized that I was bringing up some extremely important issues. Basically, it was terminated without prejudice, which basically means that the judge said, you know, you got some good stuff here, but you're going to need to have some counsel to advance this again in a separate complaint. So anyway, that's where we're at.
Well, doctor, let me give you, if a lawyer is looking for a lawyer, here's where they look. Martindale Hubbell. They're on the web. Martindale Hubbell. That's to find lawyers any place. Depending on what you need, you will find that attorney, Martindale Hubbell. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.